Unit 13.
Hi, would you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you. So, number one, can you name some countries which have English as a first language?
I think the native English-speaking countries I can immediately think of are Britain, USA, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. I also know that Jamaica, which is located in the Caribbean, also has English as its official language.
Yeah, and so many countries now have English as an official or a second language. So question number two, do you know why most people in the colored countries in the map in section 13.3 speak English?
I think it is probably because all those nations were colonies of Britain. That is to say, the history of English in those nations dates from the arrival of the British. English spread across the globe at the age of discovery. Even if nations gained independence, English remains as an official language.
Yeah, that's true, for better or worse. And number three, have you ever visited any of these countries? If not, which one would you like to visit most?
Let me think. I have been to Britain once, more than 10 years ago, but I haven't been to the other nations. If I have a chance to go to one of these countries, I would really love to visit South Africa. The reason is that it is in the African continent, which means it is totally new to me. I'm looking forward to seeing how people on this continent use English in their daily lives.
Yeah, South Africa, that would be very interesting. And number four, why do people in your country learn English?
People in China learn English for various reasons. One of the biggest reasons is for landing a good job. In China, we prepare ourselves for a good job by performing well in all entrance examinations, and English has a big part. We fight for the chance to go to a good university so that we can be favored by employers.
Yeah, I guess getting to a good university is very, very important in China. And number five, when you speak English, do you have a target variety or accent that you aim for?
Yes, I do hope that I can sound more like native speakers in the United States. I feel so because all my favorite movies or TV dramas are made by American producers. I think the reason why I feel attracted to them is because I enjoy the characters most when they express their views with confidence and their relaxed attitude towards life.